وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. To your beautiful duas, Hazrat Maulana Salim Saab, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his blessings upon you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gives us a story of a person who had a lion tattooed, drawn on his arm. Now, during the days of ignorance, the people had the habit of having pictures of lions and panthers tattooed upon their arms. So, following this way, one of them told a tattooist, "Draw a lion on my arm." When the artist heated up the needle with which he was going to be making the tattoo and he placed it on this person's arm, he felt such a pain that he shrieked, saying, "What are you drawing?" So the tattooist replied, "I am drawing the tail of the lion." So he replied, "But you can draw a lion without a tail." So the tattooist again heated the needle in the fire and then placed it upon his skin. Again he gave a loud cry, saying, "What are you drawing now?" So the tattooist replied, "I am drawing the lion's ear." So he said, "But a lion can be without ears also." So once again the drawer placed the needle in the fire to heat it and then placed it upon his skin. Again he gave a loud cry, saying, "What are you drawing now?" So he replied, "I am drawing the stomach of the lion." So he said, "Leave that out. He said, "Draw a lion without the stomach." So thereafter he even refused the drawing of the lion's head. Then the tattooist, in anger and greatly irritated, threw the needle away and he said, "Get away from me. Who has ever seen a lion without a head, without a tail, without a stomach? Such a lion has never yet been created by Allah. So, O you, when you are unable to bear the pain of a needle, then do not speak about tattooing such a lion on your arm. O brother, bear the harshness of the teachers or the spiritual guides' training, so that you may find safety from the dictates of the self and be saved from blasphemy and iniquity. If you desire to be enlightened and shining like the day, then annihilate yourself like the night after the day." In other words, if you reform the self through eliminating the evil dictates of the self at the hands of a spiritual guide, its darkness will disappear and you will discover that your life through the light of contact with Allah will become enlightened. Like the saints, acquire freedom from yourself. For after such spiritual efforts, such nearness is achieved that the light of the sun, moon and stars become a slave to the inner light. So, O you listener, if you experience the splendor of Allah's nearness within yourself, the whole world will appear ugly and worthless before the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the lesson that we learn from here? The drawing of pictures is prohibited in Islam, but here Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi tells us the story of the days of jahiliyyah, ignorance. So in it he wishes to inform the seekers in the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if the spiritual guide who is a follower of the Sunnah should for the sake of rectification resort to some harshness, you know, like the tattooers, then for every rebuke they should be tolerant and accepted with pleasure, so that through that rectification there may arise in them the doing of righteous deeds and praiseworthy morals and manners. If every rebuke of the Sheikh is going to cause you to grudge and to complain, then how can you become clean as a mirror without rubbing to clean that mirror? So these spiritual exercises and efforts are only for a limited number of days. Thereafter, in the year after, in the Qabr, there's only going to be comfort. Another lesson that we learn from the story of the tattooist, you know, that when a person says, oh, no, you know what, leave the tail out, or then leave the stomach out, leave the ears out, or leave the mane or the head of the lion out, you know. So in the end, there'll be no lion left whatsoever. In the same way, our deen is complete. You know, and Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam said, verily my prayers wa inna salati wa nusuki, my sacrifices, and my mahyaya wa mamati, my living and my dying, everything lillahi rabbil alameen, is for Allah, the Lord of the universes. So there was no part giving, part practicing, and forgetting the rest. They committed themselves completely. So, you know, if the tattooist was trying to draw a lion in its completeness, and then this person here who went for the tattoo says, no, leave this out and leave that out and leave that out. In the end, the tattooist was so upset that he says that you can't have a lion like that. So in the very, very same way, in our deen, there is no compromise. Let me leave this out. Let me leave this out. And let me leave that out. And then in the end, there'll be no deen left whatsoever. So whatever deen in its pristine purity has been conveyed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the noble Quran and taught to us by our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the deen completely and wholly we must submit to. Then inshallah al-aziz, we'll have the perfect and the complete deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal on the deen of Islam fully and wholly, and let us work righteous deeds for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.